Would you like to read a book? No, I don't. I can't read.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
And I'm Tony.
How's it going, man?
I'm pretty well. How are you?
Not too bad. Yeah, so I'm looking at the news, you know?
What news?
First off.
What theme?
Weekend box office wrap up. It looks like Krampus did pretty well.
Good for Krampus and Adam Scott.
Do you have any interest in seeing that movie?
No.
Really? How come?
I don't like the season.
The Christmas?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, you didn't like Black Christmas?
What's that?
That horror movie with, like, Santa was, like, a slasher.
Never saw it.
Oh. Well, yeah, there's a... Krampus is really coming to, like, I don't know, like, the ether of everyone. Because Kevin Smith actually was writing a Krampus movie with Andy McAlfresh and his wife, I think. It was, like a kind of, like, anthology movie. There was, like, four different parts or some shit.
Everyone's searching for the dark edges.
It's called Anti-Claus. I don't know if they're going to do it now because, I mean, there's a fucking Krampus movie out.
Anti-Claus.
Yeah, it sounds sick. Civil War director says Netflix heroes in Infinity War would be complicated. So I don't think we're going to see Jessica Jones or Daredevil. And for that matter, I don't know if they'll ever appear in the Marvel films.
I have no idea.
Which is a bummer because, like, Luke Cage and Daredevil are both in Civil War comic book, and it seems like they could put both them in there, like, at least cameos, you know? Maybe give Daredevil a little bit cooler of a costume. How do you like Daredevil's costume? I know we talked about this, but I can't remember your feelings on it. Did you like it?
Excuse me.
The one that you saw at the last episode?
Yeah, I did like it. I thought it looked cool. I liked the little baby horns, and I like how it kind of looks, like, tactical, not so much, like,
comic book
form-fitting, yeah, like fabric that's got some sort of superpower to it. Instead, it kind of looked like panels of ballistic armor.
Well, Tony, speaking of superpowers.
Oh, fuck.
Batman v Superman super trailer dropped.
Did a super trailer drop?
How'd you feel about Ben Affleck and the entire thing?
I hate Ben Affleck.
Do you?
No, not really.
How'd you
feel? That seems like the train to get on, though.
Honestly,
always hated him. Have you? Have you really, though?
How'd you like him as, like, Bruce Wayne when they were, like, talking like him? Like, when Clark Kent and him meet at that, like, ball thing?
Where,
how'd you feel about his character? Like, he was, like, maybe it's the Gotham in me. It almost felt like he was doing an accent. It was weird.
I think it's totally, like a kind of change in his inflection from normal Ben Affleck talk.
To trying to be Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, maybe getting an air of Bruce Wayne, like, where he grew up would be sort of... maybe like a central New York accent he was trying to go for.
Huh. Yeah, because, I mean, Gotham doesn't exist, so...
So you have to think, where would that character have been raised?
Weird.
Because he can't be from South Boston.
Right.
I mean, that would be wicked had, but...
Wicked
had.
He
can't do that.
Right.
So he has to fucking completely try to be some sort of New York socialite.
Favorite moment of the trailer, Tone?
Oh, God. seeing Black Panther was tight.
Black Panther is in Civil War.
Oh, yeah, that's the trailer I wanted to talk about.
Why? We already talked about that with Willis.
Did we?
Yep.
No, I didn't get to say anything.
All right, so Dawn of Justice, Batman v Superman.
One. That's the one where Superman's... I'm trying to think of this trailer now because I can't remember it.
You can't remember it? You didn't watch it 7 times like I did?
I saw Doomsday.
Yeah, Doomsday was in it. So, well, supposedly they didn't call him Doomsday, but sure fucking looked like him, which I thought was odd. But I did a little research, because you and I were talking, and we were talking about...
I told you where his origins are and stuff.
Right, and how if Doomsday dies, he comes back and almost evolves to where he doesn't, like, get killed by the same thing over again. So he becomes stronger, basically. Now, what I read was that Doomsday was basically, like, thrown onto Krypton before there was Kryptonians. And he was made by a dude to just be the ultimate weapon. And it was, like, such a harsh environment that he got murdered by all these things. And he kept cloning him, but the memories would last so he would become stronger. So he's lived a billion deaths.
Yeah.
And then that's when... And then he also hates Kryptonians, because that's who kept killing him as, like, a young creature.
And that's why he's considered an ancient Kryptonian.
And that's in the comics. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, what it looks like they're doing, I don't know if it's true or not, they show Zod getting the body bag unzipped.
And then
Doomsday's right, like, the next scene, which could be misdirection, who knows, but it seems like they're going to be making Zod into Doomsday, which would kind of make sense, because that would make him hate fucking Superman a lot.
Even more than the, and that would, explain the Doomsday legacy of hating Kryptonians, would just come from Zod blood.
And a lot of people are up in arms like, oh, God, like, if they're using Doomsday now, why wouldn't they do that, like, you know, Superman 4 or 5 and kill off Superman, do that storyline? Totally could still. Because Doomsday could come back.
Because they could defeat him.
Yeah, and then...
Or it could be a Batman thing that defeats him, mm-hmm. and then eventually comes back and has to fight Clark by himself.
Or it's a Superman thing that defeats him, and then he comes back to fight Superman again, and
with,
he can't...
With, an infi- with, like, a defense mechanism for...
To know how to beat Superman, or
getting
to,
your head ripped off, or getting laser-eyed.
I think Superman threw him into the sun one time.
Yep.
I feel like that was a thing.
And then he kills the shit out of Superman.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good comic. But yeah, so one of my favorite parts is honestly was seeing Wonder Woman. I thought she looked sick, although they didn't give her any talking, but when she lowers that shield, whew, that looked fucking cool.
I've been on like a kind of like I don't hate Jesse Eisenberg as much kick lately.
How'd you feel
American
about him?
Ultra.
How'd you feel about him in the trailer?
I think he's fun. He's like a fucking unique young Lex for sure.
It almost felt like the Batman super. It felt like the Riddler from Batman Forever to me.
Like he's very like
uppity, coffeed out. Like he's
I'll get you.
Yeah,
Batman.
Devil will do it.
Yeah, I don't know. He seems like a crazed villain, which Lex seemed always like kind of cool and composed to me. Like,
well, yeah, because Lex had like other stuff going on, but he was like, I'm rich enough and smart enough to also beat Superman.
But maybe the way that they're going it, since Lex is long, which is young. Sorry, I said long. It's
idiot.
Weird that like Superman and Batman are old, and Lex is like fucking 25.
Oh, okay, yeah. I see what you're saying. Maybe, I mean, you just can't make Jesse Eisenberg look old either.
Yeah, he's got to be like, what, like 30 now?
I think the way he looks, he's got like that, there's those promos of him on his basketball court and shit. Like, it looks like he is a young tycoon.
Yeah.
There's no way they're trying to portray a 35-year-old.
Right, which is usually the portrayal that you get. I don't know. So how'd you feel about the trailer in all tone?
I mean, it looked cool. It looks like it's going to be an action movie. A dark one, because Zack Snyder's dark.
Well, they had the fucking, I thought she was with you.
Yeah.
Like, they had that moment.
There's that clever, not clever, yeah, I mean,
banter,
like, whippy shit.
Shitty banter.
Quippy quip shit. Which I don't care for.
No.
You do not need to interject that junk into a movie
or
about
a
fucking aliens fighting super mutants.
I felt it was weird that they fucking showed Doomsday, too. Why not keep that in the back pocket until fucking opening night? Like, why
Maybe
show
they
that?
Needed more fucking buzz to get those seats filled first.
You think? They were like, did you see that Civil War trailer?
Well, they're up against
they
Civil War.
They had two dudes fighting an Iron Man. We gotta show Doomsday. Show them our Doomsday dick.
They have to.
I don't know. I felt the trailer should have kept that away. I'm very excited to see it, but I'm not going to lie. My excitement went down a little bit when I viewed the entire trailer.
I mean, yeah, I had the same level of excitement because I'm kind of like...
That first trailer was so good.
70-30, like, it might
fucking
be good.
Fucking Batman standing up and like him, like, you know, squaring off with Superman. Like, that shit looked fucking sick.
Well, I love the idea of... I mean...
I felt like they just showed
Superman's
the third act.
Superman's going to just rip his... I mean,
dick
he's
off.
Just so fucking
he's
strong.
Rip his dick off. Yeah, they show him unmasking.
Yeah.
Batman.
Yeah.
Which is weird because they have a toy that came out and it's called Nightmare Batman, spelled with a K.
Yeah.
And it's that Batman. So maybe that's a dream sequence. I'm not sure.
That's what people are saying.
Yeah.
It's his worst fears realized and he's killing and then
Superman.
He's getting captured and.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think
more
you're
going
to see it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It comes out, what, January?
I have no idea.
I can't remember. George Lucas really likes Star Wars. Plans to attend the premiere.
I don't give a shit what that asshat thinks.
No, that's good, though.
That is good. No, it's not good, because he liked his fucking 1, 2, and 3, didn't he?
He liked 4, 5, and 6 as well, sir.
Ugh. Then he went downhill. I'm saying he's getting very
But think about
bad
it. Now
it.
He got kicked. His ass got kicked all over the internet. They're like, fuck you, George. Why'd you make this sweet thing and then shit on it? We hate you.
Yeah.
And now he went through that, and now he saw what JJ did.
What his life could have been.
And I think he's like, wow, yeah, this actually captured like what it should have been. So I think it was more of like...
Yeah, but he was always on the fucking bandwagon of, I did what I had to with the first three that I made.
Right.
I did what I wanted on the fucking latter half.
Yeah.
I wanted this more, and I will go back and put fucking animals walking through the scene.
Yeah.
Literally in front of the camera.
Dewbacks and shit.
Yeah.
I think they're called.
Just no reason.
And then Tom Holland. Well, one, Anthony and Joe Russo say Tom Holland is the best cast for Spider-Man ever. I think he's like 20 years old, but he looks young. He looks like he's like 15 or 16. And Tom Holland says that his favorite Spider-Man is Ultimate Spider-Man, which is mine too. So I'm in, and I really think that they're downplaying like, this is what I like about Marvel right now. They haven't shown Spider-Man at all in the Civil Wars. We know that he's in it because he got flown out there or whatever the fuck.
Okay.
And they're shooting more in Europe or something like that, and they flew him out to that as well. So he's in there, and they're just not kind of showing it. And I'm really hoping what the... Have you seen the costume specs yet?
Yeah.
Like the hoodie with the goggles and shit? Very much like a teenager made it, which I think is a cool idea, instead of like, oh yeah, no, I was in my room, I made these web shooters, and I made this sick ass costume made out of fucking weird material. I think what's gonna happen is that Tony's gonna give him a suit.
That'd be cool.
That'd be fucking super cool.
And Spider-Man's on his side?
Yeah, because Spider-Man demasks himself, which is weird. I don't know how they're going to do it, because they're introducing the character, and are they going to be like, he's Peter Parker already?
Yeah.
I don't know, because in the comics, yeah, he says, I'm Peter Parker. Like, he comes out for the...
But what about Mary Jane? She's going to be in danger.
Yeah, and is he with Mary Jane? There's a lot of questions, Tone. I don't know the answers.
So many riddles.
I don't know the answers. I wish I did. It's weird that Krampus did so well. That's really sticking in my craw. Hunger Games, like, fucking, of course, is number one for a while, and it will be until Star Wars comes out. Then that movie will be number one for the next year.
That movie's going to break some records.
It already has. It's like, pre-sales alone.
Well, pre-sale records, if it sold no tickets the day of, after, it wouldn't make any, like, box office records.
True.
But, man, it's going to make a billion.
Yeah, at least. At least. Maybe two.
Could you imagine?
That's insane.
$2 billion.
Well, I think with the first one, was it Titanic that made a billion first?
Yeah. And then Avatar was on there.
Ooh, yeah,
like
Avatar.
1.5 or
Jesus
something.
Jesus Christ. I think fucking, whatchamacallit, did too. Jurassic Park, hold on, I'll go.
Yeah, Jurassic World did really good. And
yeah,
so
my bad, Jurassic
World,
sorry.
So did all the Avengers and all that shit.
Well, Jurassic World, it looks like 652, but that's probably domestically. Yeah, it's a billion. It's almost, it's like 1.6 billion. Jesus Christ, that's so much money.
Oh, yeah.
Good God.
They're literally like, well, we built the movie for $300 million.
Dude, Avengers Age of Ultron made $1.4 billion. Good fucking Jesus. A lot of people like movies, man. Inside Out didn't make $1 billion. Go figure.
Go figure.
I wonder what the budget was for that. I'm not going to
look
it up.
And that was a way more creative story.
Now, I didn't watch, or we didn't do Genre 5, correct?
No.
Okay, cool. You're like,
but,
no, it was blah, blah, blah.
No,
like,
but I got a thick list of things I've seen.
Really? I don't think I've seen anything.
Okay.
What did we, me and you talked about?
I'll carry you. Yeah, I'll carry you.
Me and you talked, we said that we were going to talk about the that trailer, and there was something else that I thought that we were going to talk about.
The trailer I couldn't distinct between
two
different movies.
Yeah, I like Black Panther a lot in the Superman movie. He's going to be great, right, guys? T'Challa, I believe his name is.
I don't care. I don't care.
I know you
don't. That I'm not good at it.
It's okay. It's fine. It's fine. Oh, but yeah, I haven't seen anything, I don't think. So go ahead. Maybe you'll jog my memory.
It's fine. It's fine. I'll do the movie watching.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's fine.
You got a lot of time. I don't. Not anymore. Not coming up.
Shut up.
Hey, man, I'm happy for you.
I hate you.
Do you want to say it on the podcast or
our
listeners?
Gainfully employed?
Tone's employed.
Yeah,
so get ready
money.
For this weekly recommendations list to go the fuck down.
I'm treating so many chicks to shrimp dinners at Red
shrimp
Lobster.
Shrimp dinners? Gee, all you can eat, baby.
I have coupons, entertainment books.
19 bones. All
I'm
right,
not
go
taking
ahead.
Anyone out to yeah, fucking
I know
eat.
You're not.
I fucking hate people.
Mm-hmm. Creed's doing really well, too. I thought I would mention that.
That's
really
kind of good.
Yeah.
I really like Michael B. Jordan, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
He's
hoping.
Doing everything. He was on Call of Duty commercials for...
A lot of people were
that
on Call
new
of Duty.
One.
Yeah,
he had like all
Black
kinds
Ops
of
3.
Promos for that. Yeah,
yeah.
It's just good because like I was like, oh
Fantastic
shit,
Four.
Fantastic doesn't kill him.
Yeah, Fantastic. It fuck didn't. Your career. That's what that was.
Yeah,
but yeah. No, it seems like he's doing well. I just don't know about Whiplash. I'm scared for him. I don't know his name.
Oh, that kid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the performance he gave in Whiplash should let him bounce back to another.
I hope
Oscar-y movie.
I hope. I don't think the thing's gonna see much. And it's a bummer. Dude, that cast was good.
Yeah.
Like the chick from. House of Cards. Yeah,
they made funny of that in Honest Trailers. They're like, and the girl from House of Cards that they literally barely utilized.
She's such a good actress, and they're like, no, you can't even go to the fucking negatives. Or
you
what
stay here.
Like,
you stay here and make the suits.
I can't remember the fucking planet that they went to, but yeah, they're like, no, stay here. Let the boys play. It's like that's fucking weird. You got like a chick that you can put in the movie and really like help like girls see themselves in it because there's all these movies about you know dudes beating each other.
And
up.
Literally, they were like, make the suits.
Yeah, no, you knit. That's fucking weird, man.
You stay back here and nano-knit.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. All right, go ahead. Hit me with some movies, Tony.
I saw a fucking sweet-ass sci-fi series premiere called The Expanse.
Oh.
And
I take it back.
It was fucking sick. Like, huge fucking really, really vast amounts of sci-fi, like different sex, people on different planets.
Ooh, what kind of sex? Like doggy style?
No. Like, I hate your fucking guts.
Missionary mostly.
There were like the humans. There were the people on Mars and people on Earth.
Yeah.
And Earth was ran by the UN at mm-hmm. that point, and Mars was an outlying colony.
Yeah.
But then there were people called the... I think they're called Rifters, and they work on the asteroid belt around.
Rifters.
Yeah, they work on the rift of the
solar system. Oh, okay,
so
they're like miners or some shit like that, yeah.
Something like that, like Rifters or fucking Belters. Belters, that's it.
Sure. Oh, well, that makes sense, asteroid belt.
Yeah, so they work there to get fucking, they harvest water from frozen asteroids.
Oh.
And that's their whole thing, but they live
are we
in
running
space
low?
From birth, yeah.
Okay,
water's our biggest.
So they're outsourcing water from, gotcha.
Yeah, but it's fucking sweet, and Thomas Jane's in it.
Expanse.
Yeah, The Expanse.
I'll check that out.
It actually is dope as shit, and it's free on, I think you can watch it on YouTube.
Dope. Oh, I watched Kung Fury last night with you.
I know.
That was fucking sick. That was a cool fucking movie.
It's fun.
It's like 30 minutes long. It is good. Oh, God, it is good. There's so many parts. I was like, fuck yes. Like,
I went too far back in time. Fuck.
Oh, man. It's like, I'm pretty sure that the actor that plays the dude, that isn't his voice. Like, but it is.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's my bicep.
Oh, fuck. It is just a hoot. That's on Netflix. Yeah, definitely check out Kung Fury.
Yeah. I also watched The Master, Paul Thomas Anderson film with Joaquin Phoenix and Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Did you just rewatch
and
that?
I think Amy Adams is the girl in it.
Not the girl from The Notebook.
Amy Adams?
I'm thinking of somebody else,
yes,
I think.
Rachel McAdams.
Ah, close names.
Close, real close.
They get me.
You still took a shit on it.
Sure did. How was it? Good.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Character study, right? Slow?
Yeah. Mm. It's a slow movie, but it's pretty much about, like, the idea of a cult. Like, the idea of... people say that it's about, you know, the origins of Scientology.
Me and Lane, yeah, but they're
like,
we
can't, Hubbard shit.
We can't say that it's that because Hollywood wouldn't fund it. Me and Lane actually have been planning to watch that. Yeah, and then we want to watch Scorched Trial too. So hopefully I'll have some movies to talk about next
it's
week.
It's a fantastic
30-minute short
fucking character. I mean, both of them, Joaquin and Philip, deserve all the huge amount of nominations they both got.
Oh, right on. So that was 2014?
13, probably.
Wow, right on.
Then I watched Good Will Hunting.
Ah.
I was just in a movie for great fucking writing, so.
Affleck at his fucking height.
Apples, bitch.
Yeah, applesauce, bitch.
How do you like them apples?
I love that movie, too.
Yeah, it's good, man.
It's fantastic.
Robin Williams kills it. Everyone in that fucking Damon's the shit.
His one take about when he talks about what love is and like how you don't know it because you're a kid and all these things you haven't experienced, like smelling the Sistine Chapel. That was like one shot. The camera didn't break. It was incredible.
Yeah.
That's
a beautiful looking film too.
Oh, it's fantastic. It makes like that area around.
I feel like they were doing Dogma, him Boston. And Ben, when like that movie got like all of its nominations, and they were just getting flown out and just like banging every chick ever. Like, because Kevin Smith has talked about it, and he's like, yeah, they would just leave set and just be knee deep in puss.
Well, good Lord. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah, they broke the scene, definitely. That's crazy how big those fucking dudes are and how they started off together. That's a neat story. Go ahead.
They exploded. I watched a documentary called Dark Star, H.R. Geiger's World.
Nice. Is that on Netflix?
Yeah.
That's fucking cool.
He is a...
psychopath.
Very, very unique dude.
Yeah.
Weird dude.
He's dead, right?
I mean, not during the documentary.
Right, but is he dead now?
I don't think he died.
Oh, really? I'll look it up.
He's just really old and, like, old.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was very... Dude, his house honestly looks like something out of Hellraiser.
Oh, I'd imagine.
I mean, I'm talking like everything's just fucking candle lit and the walls are black and the fucking ceiling has like dripping blood and penises on it. Like,
yeah, he's a big fan of dicks.
Yeah, he loved that fucking vile sort of humanity.
Yeah,
protruding.
He died. Yeah, he's dead.
When did he die?
Let's see. It's the Huffington Post. It's loading right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I looked up death date, but I didn't get it. H.R. Geiger, dead surrealist artist who designed the monster for the film Aliens, dies at 74. I don't see a date for the article either.
You're an idiot.
Posted 5/13/2014, so about a year and a half ago.
Okay. I don't know. This documentary could be 6 years old, all I know.
What was it called again?
Dark Star.
Dark Star. They have a skateboard company.
And then I watched Doomsdays.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to talk about Doomsdays.
It was made in 2014, so he probably died like while filming it or some shit.
That's horrible.
That's a really cool fucking... Yeah, he has just a genius mind. His attention to detail is so fucked up.
Well, that's what people said. They're like, he almost seems like an invalid when he walks and talks.
Yeah.
But then when he draws, it's the most immense detail.
Do you think it's like almost like some type of like spectrum of autism?
Probably.
Yeah.
Some sort of like Asperger's, something along those lines.
I gotta blame it on something because I'm not talented, you know?
No, I mean, even people around him were like, well, he's just like kind of like a fucking like lovable grandpa, but he's very slow talking. He's very slow moving. But then he does these drawings and they're 10 foot tall.
That's so fucked.
Kaleidoscopes of detail.
Yeah.
Then you go, wait, what? How the fuck did you? This looks like a robot drew it.
Mm-hmm. What else? You have one more?
Two more.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit, what do you mean, fuck, like, you got something to be? Do you have a place to be?
Yeah, I gotta go run some errands, man.
Oh, I'm sorry, you gotta ride some shred skateboards and some sweet moves.
I might.
You could record a sweet ollie.
I might. And put in slow-mo, make it look cool.
Put some fucking sweet punk music behind it. And
I might.
Lens flare.
Yeah. Thanks, Vimo.
Doomsdays. No, it's a Netflix movie. It's on Netflix.
Is it a Netflix original or is it just on Netflix?
No, it's just on Netflix.
Okay, you just said it dumb.
Yep, I did say it dumb. when I'm surrounded by dumb, I say dumb
things.
Yeah,
I just rub off on you.
Yeah. The smell of the room is
dumb. Yeah.
It's about these two dudes who, you never really figure out how they kind of got to where they are, but they are pretty much traveling hobos, like fucking drifters. And they both have this philosophy that since peak oil is about to fucking start plummeting, we're running out of our reserves.
When does this take place?
It's supposed to be current.
Okay.
Like last year or this year.
Okay.
But they live as hobos because their fear of peak oil crashing and people pretty much dying.
Yeah.
Their way of living is gone. You know what I mean? You can't make anything without petroleum.
Yeah.
They make everything with it.
Right.
So they're pretty much like, excuse me, let's get a jump on it.
Oh.
Let's start living off of
grass.
The supplies we find. Oh. Let's break into people's houses.
So basically
and live
they're
there.
Living as if the apocalypse happened.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But it's not. But
yeah.
It's coming.
I gotcha.
And they both are literally like just like
making a jump on it.
It's awesome. They're fucking crazy dudes.
Is it funny?
It's funny, and it's also kind of really, like, dark. You got a lot of dark subtones.
Bro comedy?
Not so much a bro comedy, more like an art house comedy. Yeah.
Right on.
Kind of like a prettier version.
What else you got?
It reminded me of
Doubt It.
Funny Games.
Funny? Oh, God, that movie's fucked.
Yeah.
God, that movie's fucked.
Not so violent.
Yeah, that movie is dark as
not
ugh,
so violent,
Jesus
but
Christ.
A lot of dark and yeah, that
well, that movie's like Clockwork Orangey and dark, like real like rapey and fucking captive and shit.
The last movie I saw was CBGB.
Was that the documentary on CBGBs?
It wasn't a documentary. It was like a film. Alan Rickman, I think.
Rickman
is that the guy who plays Snape? Snape.
Yeah,
yeah. He's in it. He plays
it's for the children.
He plays Hilly.
Hilly.
The guy who owns CBGBs.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Oh, that's probably sick.
Yeah. And you get to meet, you know, he has the talking heads come in and play. They lived across the street from CBGB.
Wow.
Fucking incredible. Them playing Psycho Killer. Ramones, Blondie, Patti Smith.
Yeah, I mean, CBGB's like was the fucking club.
Yeah. Yeah. Like fucking
I think Super Historic. That's gone now though, right? They tore it down. Yeah.
Like 2006.
I think people like have like
shut down.
I think people have like stones or like posters from the doorway or some shit. Yeah.
Yeah, like when they shut the gate over it, people the entire gates were flooded with fucking graffiti.
That's
that
wild.
Day.
I wonder why they shut it down.
Do
you know?
He was something like $50,000 in debt. Rent wise.
Wow.
You see it. It chronicles him as being the shittiest businessman. But being this fucking incredible dude to new talent. He's like, if it's original and you know what I mean? If it's your fucking music and it's a new voice, I want it.
Wow, that's really
like,
cool.
Like, I want it at my club. But he's a fucking idiot when it comes to money. So, literally that place, like, his dog took shits inside there. Like, people were just vile.
Ew.
Heroin addicts. Fucked up shit. Like, I mean, it was just a gnarly fucking shithole that played anything good that's coming out that's raw and new.
That's neat. It's called CBGB.
Yeah.
Oh, is that on Netflix?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm going to watch that too. Yeah, I say that about all the movies you say.
I know.
And I don't.
I know because, you know, I'm like a zenith for you to try to get to.
Yeah,
but,
I never will.
You know,
I never will.
You're like a fucking dumbass.
Okay, so we'll top into Test of Tony. We did Space Jam. because you really wanted to.
Yeah, duh.
Yeah, watching the beginning of that was really nostalgic for me. I sat front row with my mom and like my buddy Jesse and another friend, and I remember like that beginning is almost like flash art. You know what I'm saying? Like it could give you a seizure. Yeah,
it's
a seizure.
Chronicling MJ's rise and all.
Yeah,
that.
But like all the names, like everything's like fucking in your face and shit like that, and that fucking sick ass song's playing. But then that movie really went. Holy shit, Michael Jordan sucks at acting.
Well, I think he's a basketball player by trade.
Yeah, not a baseball player either, which I like that they make fun of. That was kind of cool.
And he let them because he played for the Barons. Like,
for sure. Yeah, they definitely
let. Fucking Newman, when what's his face, that fat fucking manager of his, comes into his locker room and he's like, hey, lace up your Nikes, get your Gatorade, get some McDonald's. He's literally listing his sponsors.
Yeah, he's
putting
on those
90s.
Hanes. Yeah. No, I love that. That was, look at that mini commercial they just fucking popped in there.
And that was all because those literally were his active sponsors in that year.
We'll get you a Whopper and then, or a Big Mac, because it was McDonald's, I think.
Yeah. That's almost like they had such a fucking juggernaut superstar on set that they're like, no, we can write in these brand names to the story. It's not a problem. It's just a movie.
Yeah, and I like,
who cares if it's cheesy?
Seeing that now, though, I was like, oh, that's fucking clever. Like, that's really funny.
Oh, it's funny as shit. I laughed at almost like the audacity of it.
Yeah.
Because if you did it today in Avengers,
people would be so mad.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. When they showed the Dr. Pepper trucks in Spider-Man, for Christ's sakes, the people were like,
well,
no.
Everyone makes fun of the first Superman. Because there's so many fucking... They throw each other through so many...
Are you talking about Man of Steel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they throw him through an IHOP. And he throws him through like a fucking Shell gas truck. Yeah. He throws him through a fucking Lionel train.
That's such a double-edged sword, though, because fucking what are they going to do? Like, have like a fake
IHOP? It
helps
them.
I know it helps them, but also people are like, oh, those fucking corporate bitches. But it's like, but they're setting it in the real world as well.
I think it's fun... Well, yeah, I know what you mean. Like, you want it to look, but Metropolis doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So I would think it'd be funny if
Superman.
Like a MyKia instead of an IKEA. Like, I think it'd
be cool.
Fun. I like seeing those. I like,
that'd be funny. I got you.
I like Stoppy Mart and shit. Like,
those are
fun when you're like, ah, clever.
Yeah, I got you. All right, fair enough.
But no, it's probably way better for them because then they can get a bunch of fucking corporate money saying, hey, you want our logo? We'll pay to have it.
Yeah, we'll put it in there for 13.13 seconds and then smash through it. Sure.
Here's 2 million. Thanks for adding it.
Space Jam.
Oh, sorry. Space Jam. Yeah, Bill Murray was in this treat as well.
Yeah, I liked him.
He was Bill Murray, thankfully.
Yeah, wasn't...
He was played himself.
Basically, yeah.
And he does play golf, like him and...
Larry Bird.
Yeah, probably not Larry Bird and MJ.
that's who it is, though, right?
Yeah, Larry Bird's the third, yeah. But, Bill Murray does play golf a lot. Like, he's same with Michael Jordan. He really does enjoy golf.
Caddyshack, man.
So they just threw that in there because they're like, oh, this is a cool place where they can kind of chill and then go down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, which I thought was like, wow, Looney Tunes exist in the core of the earth.
Uh-huh. It's Hollow Earth.
Oh, man, that was weird. Yeah, I was like, I don't remember that as a
kid.
They're
on Earth during all that shit. Yeah.
Yeah, and anyone can get there. Newman fucking just pops up.
Oh, yeah,
he's like, I dug.
Yeah, I dug, but then I saw some characters go in a hole, and I just jumped in head first.
Yeah, so weird.
I just dove in. And then Bill Murray, can't even fathom how he even figured out how to...
He just walked up, man.
He was just walking on the links and fell in.
That was weird. They didn't show how he got down there.
No, because Newman saw them.
Right.
And it didn't show him seeing Newman jump in.
Well, Bill Murray saw Mike get
originally
sucked in.
Yeah. But, God, he must have been like, I'm bored. I'm going to go
just
see if I can
just fixing
the
divot.
In.
But, yeah.
So funny.
No, there was a lot of funny stuff in the movie, but, yeah, Jesus Christ. Even, like, his kid, like, that was his real kids, too, right?
I have no idea. Not his real wife.
Oh, so maybe it wasn't his real kids.
Yeah,
then.
Not his real wife. She's an actress.
Huh.
Yeah,
I don't know. But his acting was rough.
The kid was rough, obviously. It's a young kid trying to be, you know, uplifting or sad.
I enjoyed the beginning of it. The young Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Him
oh,
and his
yeah.
dad. I thought that
oh,
was
that's
like, that's fucking cool, man.
That's fantastic. But I mean, all in all, like, it's a huge fucking Warner Brothers production, and every kid loved it. It was topical. It was fun. It was energetic.
Looked incredible. The fucking draw, like the Looney Tunes themselves, the shading on that, you never saw them like that.
They had very like articulate shading.
Like, well, quote unquote, realistic shading to them. Like, it made them look 3D basically, but cartoon.
There was a Pulp Fiction reference in it.
Yeah, holy shit, there was.
Shooting teeth out? Yeah,
yeah,
I'm like,
that
wait,
was insane.
What kid's going to get that? But it's cool.
Yeah, they put that in there for the parents. And I don't know if that would fly now, honestly. I don't know if they could put a Pulp Fiction reference because like everyone's so fucking aware and everyone's keyboard warrior.
Well, that's that PC bullshit. Like, it was a thing. It was like things not to say in a joke in 2015. It's like a big ass book. I'm like,
yeah, it's weird.
Like, you have to be like semi-aware of every word now.
I listened to Hollywood Babylon, and there's this thing called the Garmy, and it's Ralph Garman's, like, people. That's what they call themselves, the Garmy, because they follow him and shit. And the dude's a fucking crass motherfucker. Like, he makes bad jokes about people unless he, like, really knows them. And Scott Weiland just died.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of that candlelight vigil memes going around where it's holding a spoon and the lighter, because he was a heroin addict, if you didn't know.
Yeah.
And I'm a part of that page, the Garmy. There's like 2,000 people on it. And there's like three admins. And one of the admins posted, like, this is not funny. And then, like, it was weird. Like, he was policing the group even though no one had posted it. And he was just putting it up there. Like, I've seen this a
saying,
lot.
Like, hey, hey, hey.
And this is my group, and I'm going to say it here and
here's
shit.
Here's a memo.
And everyone's like, fuck you, you cunt. Like, they're like, you're such a bitch. And he was like, well, I'm the admin, and I could be, like, you know, taking you guys. It was so fucked up.
Wow.
So fucking dumb, dude. Like, what a fucking asshole. I just didn't get it. Like, he started, like, pushing his power dick around. It was so fucking weird.
That
like,
is strange.
Make a fucking joke. And, dude, like, they have this thing called Two Tsunami, because when the tsunami happened, someone was like, Two Tsunami, and like, you know, they were like, oh, that's fucked up, that's funny. But that's the exact same fucking, like, the dude said, this is not Two Tsunami, this is just in poor taste. Like, this is low-hanging fruit. I'm like, that's clever as fuck. Like, whoever made that meme, like, that's not low-hanging fruit, that's like a good joke. Like, that is funny.
Yeah, no, I mean, being topical and being good at it is unique.
Yeah.
Because there's so much topical that's shit.
Mm-hmm.
To be clever and topical,
I mean,
quick, right as it happens.
And don't get me wrong, that's a fucked up fucking meme. Yeah, it's shitty.
Oh, I wouldn't write it and post it personally as an original.
It's funny and fucking like it, in its own way. Like, it's just kind of like, oh man, that's fucked up. But you kind of laugh at it anyways.
Well, we're all separated from the events that we kind of giggle at.
But it's funny because I listened to the newest Hollywood Babylon, and like, people were like, I guarantee Ralph makes a joke about it, and he didn't, because he knew Scott Weiland and shit like that. Yeah, he was like, it sucks that he had to battle with that and shit. But people he doesn't know, he's totally cool with fucking making a horrible joke
about
it.
Well, then that's the difference between being personal and being separated, seeing them as like an entity.
Yeah, and actually knowing, yeah, exactly. But it's just weird.
Well, that's
like,
just like you wouldn't crack a joke at someone's like mom breaking their legs if it was your mom.
Right, but
if
it was a Kardashian's mom.
Yeah, a Kardashian's mom broke her legs falling down the stairs. You'd be like, oh my God, I can't wait to rip this.
Yeah.
Because it's just a fucking like entity for you to rip on.
Yeah, I don't know. That I'm sorry to bring that up, but yeah, that was just weird.
I like when we get off.
Off
like
topic,
when we,
man.
No, I like when we bridge to things that are
not movies.
Well, no, I also want to expand our mediums if we can, or make it, you know, I have ideas and dreams
that you want to express on this podcast.
Sometimes,
huh?
Like, I want to talk about myself and stuff. And like,
go ahead, please.
It's not the forum.
What's going on in your What's going on in your world, man?
I got poop, you know. Mm. You know, man.
That's why we don't talk about yourself.
Why?
I got poop comes out
sometimes.
Nah, that's rough. All right, so Space Jam. I semi enjoyed it. It looked really cool. It was rough to watch him act alongside Bugs Bunny. It was rough to watch Bugs Bunny, honestly.
It was rough to hear all the NBA fucking jams.
Yeah.
All those fucking here's your chance to your dance Space Jam bullshit and the fucking dan 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 dan. That's Mortal Kombat. Well,
yep,
either way.
Sure is.
Hey, play that
Mortal
there.
Kombat!
I guarantee they play that there.
No, you're thinking of a different song, but I know which one you're talking about. It's like it's like an EDM type song.
Yeah, and then like there's that We Will Rock You fucking way overplayed fucking
anthems and shit. I got you.
Yeah, don't like them at all.
But I don't know. I mean, like, I think I give it like five.
Give it a hot four.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't watch it
again. I will never
watch
it again.
Yeah, I don't think
there's no reason.
I don't need to. I really remember Bill Murray being a lot funnier, and I remember enjoying the movie a lot more, but I was fucking 12.
Yeah, I was.
It came out in 96, right?
Like, I thought it was so funny. Like,
box office numbers. Go
like
ahead.
Bill Murray was wearing the fucking umbrella hat, and I, like, as a kid, I was like, oh man, Bill Murray's just the shit. He can't do any wrong. There, I'm like, yeah, Bill Murray's just hanging out with some fucking NBA stars. That's what he wanted.
Oh, yeah. 230 million worldwide. and I don't see the production budget, and I doubt they'll have it. And usually the production budgets that I look up are really wrong. Hold on. Space Jam.
I give really inaccurate fucking info on this podcast.
When it's on Box Office Mojo, I'm pretty sure it's right, but sometimes like I'll go to the wiki and like I don't think that. I think sometimes they just take the number and they're like, "We'll just divide that by 3. That's probably how much it costs." Hold on. Perfect. Budget. But yeah, I definitely wouldn't watch that movie again. That's for show.
Yeah.
Financial information and numbers. Here we go.
Hurry it up.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying. International domestic production, $80 million. It only made $90 in domestic. So, yeah, and they were talking about putting LeBron in one for a while. Like a Space Jam 2. Yeah, I hope. Ugh. Fuck. And why bring back? I mean, dude,
also,
Looney Tunes are cool,
gives
but
a shit about Looney Tunes
nobody,
anymore.
Nobody gives a shit.
That'd be like being like, and we'll add the Animaniacs. It'll be real topical. Fuck.
Animaniacs, that's funny. I don't. And that was weird. I was like, I wonder if they were trying to like rebrand that to a younger audience. Because I grew up in watching Looney Tunes, but it was always like during the daytime, like when no one was watching shit. I don't know.
Honestly, I think the only way they could do it is maybe with like maybe a
Ben
fucking
10.
Or a Pixar cast of
Ooh, Toy
sorts.
Story.
Yeah.
Yeah, Toy Story.
Like a couple of the Pixar people that
Danny DeVito was in it.
Yeah, he was the bad guy.
I enjoyed him.
The bad boss.
Yeah, it was quite the
It was
quite
a unique
flick.
Adventure for sure.
We'll say unique. We can say that.
Yeah, unique is the word I'm using.
Mm-hmm.
I have chosen that word to use.
Okay, so we did movie of the week, Primal Fear. Dude, honestly, good. It was like a
Richard Gere's the man.
Yeah, Richard Gere actually was really good in it. It was very much so like a procedural,
Oh, yeah, it was a court drama.
A court drama, that's a better word for it. It wasn't a procedural, because procedural is like walking you through the case, like you're like in the fucking ground. Like SVU's a procedural, so I said that completely wrong. No. Anyways.
You're the worst.
Yeah. I really am. I enjoyed it for what it was. It was long, I will say that. It was like 2 hours and 15
like
minutes
a
or some
thick
shit.
Movie.
That's wild to me, dude. That's like a that's a while.
I'm like, yes, sweet. If it's good, I'm so pumped if it's long.
$56 million domestic gross worldwide, 102.
Good.
So no sequel for that one, right? That also came out in 96. Wild. Weird that we had 2 96 movies.
Laura Linney and Edward Norton.
Edward Norton
fucking blowing
it
away.
That was really cool. I did not know that he was in that, even though I picked the movie. Yeah. I didn't read the cast. I just read like what it was about. I'm like, oh, this sounds fucked up. And I really dug his performance in it. He was cool. A cool split personality thing, and then the twist at the end was really neat.
Oh, I kind of had like the same energy. Not quite as much as Usual Suspects caught me at the end. But almost that feeling. Like, I was that happy. I was like, yeah, crazy.
Really, you're happy about it? Like, I was like, ooh, that's fucked up.
No, not happy. But like, I'm like, that's impressive. I'm happy with where
movie.
This movie went.
Got
like,
you.
That movie took
didn't
me
say
on
that
a ride.
One coming. It was $30 million budget, so it made its money. It almost doubled it. And I mean, definitely foreign. I mean, fuck, tripled it foreign.
Good.
But yeah, Richard Gere, he was the man. I'm trying to think who the fuck else was in that movie. Who's the black dude in it?
Oh, Andre Bauer.
Nice. Ooh, I just like to quiz you. Yeah, I really dug his performance in it. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, he was an ex-cop as like an assistant.
Kind of like a PI too, almost. Ed Norton was the shit. Like, he was really cool. I liked the southern twang. Did you notice that mole?
He won the Golden Globe.
Really? Did you notice the mole? That thing's gone now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. I never knew that because I've never seen that movie, but I think like right after that, he must have got it removed or something.
Yeah,
like
he won Golden Globe for supporting actor in that film.
Tommy Goodman, that was Andre's character. I enjoyed it. I don't really have much to say about it, honestly. It was cool.
No, it was really good movie, and I like those movies.
Cool that they took the Catholic Church into it, too. And that was, like, a time when that, like, 96, like, that wasn't prevalent of, like, the kid touching and shit like that.
I was going to say, it touches, but it only grazes the issues.
Yeah.
There's
it almost like swept it under, like it was like a subplot to the movie. The main thing is about Edward Norton and Richard Gere's character is trying
What the fuck is the movie that's coming out? It's got Ryan Gosling, Steve Carell, I think Bryan Cranston.
Really?
Maybe not Bryan Cranston. I'm thinking of Trumbo.
Hang on a second.
I think he's in Trumbo.
I mean, you can keep talking. I'm just going to look at
look up what movie.
La La Land?
No.
The Nice Guys?
No.
The Untitled Terrence Malick Project?
Nope.
Big Shot.
No.
All right, I think that's because Only God Forgives it came out in 2013 or some such.
For real?
Yeah, I looked up Ryan Gosling. Hold on, Steve Carell. I'll look him up.
I'm sorry, I'm fucking up.
You really
are.
Oh,
Brad Pitt's in it too.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
And I think it's a Plan B production.
Oh, right on. Woody Allen, Acme, Battle of the Sexes, The Big Short.
Yeah, The Big Short.
Okay,
it's about
four outsiders in the world of high finance who predicted the credit and housing. Oh, fuck, you love this shit.
Yeah.
Bubble collapse of the mid-2000s, decided to take on the big banks for their lack of foresight and greed.
It's, dude, but it looks fantastic.
Christian Bale, Steve Carell, Ryan Gosling, Brad Pitt. Yeah. You were right.
But there's another one called Trumbo that Bryan Cranston's in that looks fantastic as
Is
well.
Is that about the fucking financial crisis, dude?
No, not at all, ass.
Jesus
and
Christ.
And then there's also...
houses are cool, right?
I forget who's in it, but there is a movie coming out about investigative journalists that investigated the Boston Catholic Church
pedophilia when all that shit
files.
Came out. Wow.
Yeah. Well, they were Pulitzer-winning journalists after that.
Trumbo is 1947. Dalton Trumbo was Hollywood's top screenwriter until he and other artists were jailed and blacklisted for their political beliefs. Wow.
Communism and the
really right
kind
on.
Of McCarthy scares.
Dude, the cover of this movie looks sick. And, oh, Jesus Christ, I have seen this cover because, like, everyone's on it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Trumbo one's real fucking hot and heavy.
Yeah.
But I have no idea about the one that I'm thinking from the Boston.
The one that you really wanted
Chronicle.
To mention.
Yeah. The one I'm thinking of.
Boston Chronicle. You said Chronicle and then pedophile.
Yeah, Catholic Church pedophilia movie.
Catholic.
Jesus.
Church scandal. There
we'll
go.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we will. Scandal.
Scandal.
Do you have anything else to say about Primal Fear while we talk?
Oh. That was probably one of my favorite Richard Gere roles. By far one of my favorite Norton roles.
Not Runaway Bride, huh?
Yeah, no. Forgot about that one. That's a dud.
That is a dud. Rachel McAdams, The Spotlight?
That might be it.
Yeah, I think it is. Does it have Rachel McAdams in it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, you don't know anything.
No, I don't know anything. Oh, and I watched, I forgot to mention, I watched Southpaw.
Oh, yeah, I gave that to you.
Yeah. Southpaw is 100% depressing. No redeeming happiness in that movie.
It is called Spotlight, the true story of how the Boston Globe uncovered the massive scandal of child molestation and cover-up within the local Catholic archdiocese.
Yeah, there you go.
Shaking the entire Catholic Church to its core.
Honestly, who's in that? Read it off.
Oh, Spotlight?
Yeah.
Hang on, I just clicked out.
God, you click out so quick when you don't even...
Mark Ruffalo, Michael Keaton, oh my boy, Liev Schreiber, Rachel McAdams, John Slattery, Stanley Tucci.
Okay.
Do you need me to keep going?
No.
You're good.
Down to Stanley Tucci, we're fine.
Okay.
But, dude...
Stanley Tucci's good, man.
Stanley Tucci is awesome.
Loved him in Terminal.
Liev's my man.
Yeah, Schreiber.
Yeah.
Anyways, Primal Fear, what else you got
for me? I meant Liev's Cuomo.
Ah.
River's brother.
Mm-hmm. I know.
What else do I got?
I didn't take any notes on it because I mean, like, it was.
You didn't
it
take
was,
notes, huh?
I didn't take notes on Space Jam either. I know I'm horrible.
Why are we here?
I don't know.
No, I'm talking cosmically.
Oh wow, I'm not getting into that. But yeah, so watch Primal Fear. It's cool.
You know what I was thinking? We do next week.
Oh God, what?
What? You recommended Space Jam, so don't...
Everybody.
What do you want
to yeah,
see?
Yeah, Wog, I have to recommend movies to you because you're like, well, I want to watch this. I'm like, you know you like it.
Listen, human garbage. Focus. I was thinking The Fugitive and U.S. Marshals.
The Fugitive for you to rewatch?
Yeah. And then U.S. Marshals as movie of the week because they actually chronicle from The Fugitive to U.S. Marshals. It follows the FBI group.
Really?
Both of those stories have the same FBI crew chasing different criminals.
What about Beauty and the Beast?
All right, that's way better. Jesus Christ.
I'm trying to look, hold on. I'm trying to look up fucking movies that like I know that you've seen but probably haven't seen in a long time.
I give you a fucking idea
Speed?
And you're just like, turbo shit on it.
Okay, we'll do Fugitive and fucking...
No,
it's fine.
I think Speed, because I don't recall that movie line by line.
All right, Tessa Tony, Fugitive, and U.S. Marshals.
Have you ever heard of these movies?
Fugitive? Yeah, it's the one-armed man. Spoilers. Fuck.
Do not want to watch it.
No, we can. Well, it's Tessa Tony. I don't have to watch Fugitive, but I don't want to. But I think I'm going to watch both since you said they cross over.
They
Correct?
Do.
Yeah?
Yeah, Tommy Lee Jones and his whole crew are in both movies.
Why do I have the same note? That's weird. Hold
dummy.
On, let me delete that.
You're a big dummy. Okay,
delete that note. All right.
So
next week we will be watching Test of Tony Fugitive, and movie of the week will be U.S. Marshals. Hopefully it'll be less boring than this one.
Hey, hold off. Hold off.
What?
I meant hold off, let me speak before you go, go get burnt.
Okay, what?
Or burn books or whatever the fuck you say.
Yeah, what I've been saying for the past 40 episodes with you. Go ahead.
Shush up. Shush up.
Actually, it's like 50.
It is.
Yeah, 52.
It feels like 150.
Honestly, it's purgatory.
a living endless hell.
Yeah, basically.
What? You want to do what? Some Christmas themey theme?
Let's see. Let's see what
coming
week,
up.
Yeah, let's see what week that hits on. Because actually, next week I will be out on the road with Leota, so I'm not sure if we're gonna have another episode next week. We might be able to do it before I go, and I can put it up.
Well, I might record the Tony Experience.
Well, that should be fantastic. Yeah. So next week would set us at the 13th, and then the 20th, and then the 27th. So let's shoot for the 20th being like a Christmas themed episode. That cool with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
And then we can do New Year's theme episode for 27th.
I have some cool gems for the Christmas one.
What, like Die Hard?
No, like Jingle All the Way and A Long Kiss Goodnight.
Dude, Jingle All the Way is rough, man.
We're not watching it.
I hope not. But when was the last time you saw that?
Long time. But, I mean, I know what it is. I know it's got Sinbad in
it.
No, it's not.
Sinbad is in that fucking movie, too. He did not, like, you know, just show up for a day.
Oh,
whole production Sinbad. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking for sure I would like to watch something like Long Kiss Goodnight or The Last Boy Scout.
Why don't we fucking figure that out next week when we do the podcast?
You're going to leave and not be in town and fuck it all up.
No, we should be all right. Because today's Monday that we're recording it, so if we watch this, yeah, we can probably do it by Thursday morning.
Good. Count your days out loud.
Okay, I just did. All right, so next week, Fugitive, Tessa Tony, Movie of the Week, U.S. Marshals. If you have any genre fives that you would like to send to us, at I Can't Read, because we are fucking fresh out.
Tweet that shit. We need it.
Yeah, and follow us at I Can't Read, and enjoy this episode. And until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.